AccuWeather forecast, plenty of sunshine, high today near 55. One person shot in the stomach, another suffered a graze wound, an incident late Sunday afternoon in the 800 block of Prospect Street in Racine. Both victims getting medical attention at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency, police though with few details. Initial reports from the scene indicated there were multiple shots heard by witnesses, and a man in a red shirt possibly holding a gun was last seen running away. Then about 30 minutes after the Prospect Street call, police were sent to the vicinity of Rapids and North Memorial Drives. A report of multiple gunshots, including a house possibly being struck. Police still trying to gather information in that case. This year's flu season well underway in Wisconsin, other parts of the country as well. The American Academy of Pediatrics changing recommendations when it comes to certain kids between the ages of 6 months and 8 years.
The change they've made this year is that if you have a 6 month to 8-year-old who's not received the flu shot in the past, they actually recommend 2 doses of the flu shot this year to be protected, usually about a month apart.
Pediatrician Dr. Nina Shapiro says parents also need to be prepared for ordinary colds more than just once, though.
Kids get up to 10 colds per year. Most of them are during the fall and winter months. So we'd like to stay ahead of that. First get the flu shot, but have your medicines now.
Kids putting their hands in their noses and their faces and all other places, major source of colds and the flu developing. Shapiro says vigorous hand washing can help to alleviate that. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave declaring this Winter Weather Awareness Week a time to get ready for the upcoming season. The Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack notes the wintry conditions will be arriving soon enough. You gotta dress for that weather as well.
Right, you want to wear layers of clothing. That way, if you do get overheated, you can take off, let's say, a jacket and still have, you know, a sweater and other clothes underneath. Also wear hats. Mittens will keep your hands warmer than gloves will. So you just want to make sure that you dress appropriately for the weather.
He knows winter weather can be a deceptive killer, and now's the time to be winterizing your home. Don't forget your vehicle. Have an emergency kit on hand. More winter weather tip information available on the Ready Racine website, readyracineco.com. And it's National Adoption Month, and efforts are underway across southeast Wisconsin, the Midwest, and the country for that matter, to try and get parents to adopt kids between the ages of 15 and 18. Kathy Ledsema is with Adopt U.S. Kids.
We can do an online chat. They can find the phone number to call us directly. They can fill out an information form and take that first step. Our job then is to connect the family with the agency in their own community where they can take that next step, which is an orientation.
She says some 100,000 children in the foster care system need adoption. You can check out more at the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families website regarding adoption, as well as the websites for both the Kenosha and Racine County Human Services departments. Fire Sunday night in Racine started in the living room, but it also caused damage to the basement, part of the second floor, and the attic at 1320 St. Patrick Street. The estimate is $40,000 to the building, $10,000 damage to contents. Nobody was home at the time. The cause remains undetermined at this point. A woman and 3 children were displaced. Meanwhile, a fire early Sunday afternoon caused roughly $1,500 in estimated damage to the outside of a home at 1225 Schiller Street in Racine. This began in a trash can. How it started, though, is still under investigation. Occupants had most of the flames out by the time that fire crews got there, but they still made sure and checked for any extension to the structure. Now, for Southeast Wisconsin and members of the Red Cross Disaster Action Team, that one fire in Racine on St. Patrick Street, plus a fire in Milwaukee, kept them busy. The one fire in Milwaukee on Brentwood Avenue, displacing 2 families. Again, like in Racine, the need for immediate temporary housing, food, clothing, and comfort kits. Every year, the local Red Cross responds to hundreds of household fires in a given year. It's your financial donations that help those fire victims. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Text the word Red Cross to 90999. That makes a $10 donation. Or you can go online to redcross.org. Kenosha Police Department investigating 3 bullet holes discovered at the Steins aircraft hangar at the airport off 91st Avenue. Nobody was hurt. A report indicating an employee was doing some computer work, heard a loud noise. Then an officer got there, heard gunfire as well, northwest of the hangar while on the premises. Whether the noises were related to hunting is unknown. And this year's Christmas tree from Monument Square in downtown Racine is courtesy of Racine Unified and the Mitchell Elementary and Middle School on the city's southwest side. The big evergreen, removed from the school grounds Sunday by the Klaus Crane Company under the supervision of Dykstra Brothers Excavating. It was moved a few miles to the lakefront where the decorating is taking place today ahead of the official lighting at the end of this coming Saturday's big holiday parade. The state and local jobless numbers have dropped this year, but the pool of available workers has also been shrinking, and employers may be taking a second look now at applicants who would have been summarily dismissed in the past. A group in Kenosha called Congregations United to Serve Humanity, or CUSH, is hoping to advocate proposals which can help people with criminal records, mental health or addiction issues, or people who lack a vehicle or even housing to find a job. This is CUSH organizer Dawn Lingo.
As we see more jobs being created in Kenosha with, you know, the influx of new employers that we've had, that there will be a shift toward employers being interested in what they can do to become attractive to people who haven't typically, you know, found it easy to find employment, the regular bus line.
CUSH is going to host a panel discussion on employability issues tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at First United Methodist Church at Sheridan Road and 60th Street. The Waterford Village Board scheduled to meet tonight. On the agenda, the possibility of raising a house that was heavily damaged by fire earlier this year and where a man died. The 88-year-old victim, among four occupants, when that fire, related to smoking materials, broke out the morning of May 22nd. Since then, village officials have been contacted by residents nearby about what's going to happen with the house. The owners of the home, according to the Journal Times, have not provided information on the future of that dwelling. The Wisconsin State Patrol does a lot more than just issue warnings and tickets to motorists, according to Sergeant David Harvey. He says last year, troopers offered to help thousands of people, but also had to affect 200,000 stops and write 106,000 citations.
We also assisted around 35,000 motorists. Assisting motorists can involve helping travelers with a variety of roadside problems, everything from vehicle breakdowns and flat tires to providing first aid for a medical emergency.
Sergeant Harvey pointing out the money from these traffic citations does not go back to the State Patrol or the DOT. Instead, it's evenly divided between the state school fund and the county where that citation was issued. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis reinstating Gerald Grover as the wrestling coach at Bradford High School less than a week after being dismissed because of comments to parents about falsifying addresses if they wanted to get their student-athletes into other schools with wrestling programs that are focused more on providing technical skills. The district's Tanya Reuter says the superintendent did an investigation, and in a statement, the matter has been resolved. Grover reinstated as of Sunday. He was previously allowed to continue as an art teacher. Reuter says other information cannot be released because it's a personnel issue. There had been a citizen's petition led by one of Grover's former wrestlers to have the dismissal reversed. Members of the Racine Common Council, having the weekend to consider, proposed amendments to next year's budget, for which they were requested at the most recent Committee of the Whole meeting to submit in writing for any fiscal impact.
The practice of the Common Council has been that if you want to make an amendment to the budget, you would do so in writing and submit that to Mr. Brown and the Finance Office by the close of business on Monday so that he can prepare the proper numbers and accounting and then distribute those amendments to the council members via email on Tuesday so that you're not walking into a meeting on Wednesday night unknown as to what the amendment might be.
City Administrator Tom Friedel noting any amendments are considered in the order in which they are submitted, which allows discussion and a separate vote. Anything that's approved would be included in the Committee of the Whole's budget recommendations to the full council. One last chance for public comment on the 2016 budget will come next Tuesday night at the start of the regular council meeting prior to a final vote. And UW Parkside's College of Natural Health and Sciences presenting November Science Night, Insect Migration, Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Racine Public Library. It's open to all audiences. The parking is free. The Mount Pleasant Village Board meeting agenda for tonight includes a couple of resolutions gratefully accepting donations from S.E. Johnson toward public safety enhancements. One with $75,000 a year for 6 years to fund a police officer position for the Lakeside area and the new COP house. The other $324,000 for the purchase of 54 complete sets of breathing apparatus for the South Shore Fire Department. A lot of banks issuing these new debit and credit cards with an embedded chip for added security. But as WRJN's Janet Hoff reports, the Better Business Bureau now warning that this hype around the new cards, it's created fodder for scams.
The BBB says scammers are sending emails that say the new card with the chip is on the way. But first, you need to update your account. Many of the messages appear to be from your bank or credit card company, and some even have the correct logo and reply email address. However, the BBB says don't do it. Sharing personal information could allow the scammers to use it to commit identity theft. And if you click a link, you may also download malware. The BBB says be wary of unexpected emails that contain links and attachments, and think about how your bank or credit card company usually contacts you. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Kenosha Public Safety and Welfare Committee agenda for this evening includes an ordinance proposal for both the fire and police chiefs to submit long-range strategic plans for their respective operations to the City Council. Council President Daniel Prusansky and Alderman David Bogdala want them to enhance public safety efforts, and they feel the time is going to be right now with a new police chief and a new mayor coming next spring. Meanwhile, the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee agenda for this evening includes the chair of the Affirmative Action Human Rights Commission seeking to talk about a lack of funding for the city's fair housing program, and the finance director's okay for $11,600 from the contingency account for the anticipated fourth quarter salary increase needed with the recruitment of a new city administrator. Consultants estimate $140,000 annual salary is going to be needed for that effort to be successful. Our AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be sunny this afternoon, the high around 55. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.